Praise the Lord, my friends. I'm always honored, and I don't take it lightly when I'm asked to bring a word from the Lord. And this morning, we have a very, very urgent message for our listening audience. Because just like Jesus Christ, he said that he desired that none should perish, but that all should come into repentance. And so we need to get serious about the Lord's business. We need to make up in our minds that we're going to do the right thing at all costs, because that's what Jesus did, and we want to be more like him. So I want to share with you this morning a little bit about the way to salvation. The way to salvation. The word from the Lord today is coming to remind us that we need to be saved. We need to be saved from the sin and shame that this world can entangle us in. So today, my brothers and my sisters, we will simply take a look at the Word of God, praise God, and discover the way to salvation. Hallelujah. Now, much is said about the fact that we need Jesus. And of course, yes, we all need Jesus. But sometimes in our eagerness, and when I say our eagerness, I mean evangelists and pastors and teachers and apostles and bishops and whoever else is trying to get you saved, we sometimes simply neglect to tell you, praise God, that there is a way to salvation. You just don't wake up one morning and say, oh, I have salvation. I have it because I've heard it is a free gift from God, so I'll be saved today. No, salvation is a free gift from God, all right. And praise God, there is nothing man can do to earn it, but there is a way to salvation that Jesus has put in place to assure those that would trust him, they can be sure, and you can be sure, you will be saved. And that word saved, salvation, simply means set apart in sanctification, in holiness, for the Lord's use. Set apart for right actions, righteousness, or right living. Hallelujah. Now, the first thing you need to know is to admit that you are a sinner. Romans 3:23 says that we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. And 1 John 8, the Bible says, if you say you have no sin, you deceive yourself, and the truth is not in you. Praise the Lord. I pray that you saints out there are praying with me. Hallelujah. Point number two, the next thing you need to do is believe in the only begotten Son of God, Jesus the Christ. St. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him would not perish, but they shall have everlasting life. Praise the Lord. Salvation brings eternal life. And thirdly, number three, you need to confess your sins and then repent of your sins. 1 John 1:9 says that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Praise the Lord. Romans 10:9-10 says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made. Everyone, that's verse 13 of the 10th chapter of Romans. Verse 13 says that everyone that believes and accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior shall be saved. Hallelujah. That's shouting news. That lets us know, everybody, you're without excuse, my brother and my sister. You can be saved. This is the gospel made simple. Jesus came to earth, took on the bodily form of man, walked among us. He was full of grace and truth, according to St. John 1. He himself was subjected to sin as we are, but he did not sin. He was the perfect example for us, teaching us the right way to live, showing love, and teaching us to love one another. Hallelujah. Jesus has no respect of persons. He loves all mankind. The Bible says in John 14:6 that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And no man can come to the Father except through Jesus. So if you're trying to get to the Father, if you're trying to get to heaven through some other name, I hate to be the one to burst your bubble, but then the other side of that is, I'm glad that I'm here to bring you good news and illumination on this morning of the Word of God. Praise God. Jesus came teaching us the truth. Man could not handle the truth. So Jesus was crucified, praise God, on an old rugged cross, but the power of the cross could not hold him in the grave, praise God. Yes, indeed, he was crucified, hung between two thieves. They took him down after his death and buried him in a borrowed tomb, but praise God, on the third day, he got up from the grave with all power in heaven and earth in his hands. In his hands, praise the Lord. Those of us that believe and accept him share in his death, burial, and resurrection. We wake up daily alive in a resurrected Savior. No, God is not dead. We serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today, and I know that he is living, no matter what men may say. Hallelujah. I see his hand of mercy. I hear his voice of cheer. And just the time I need him, he's always near. Hallelujah. He lives, I tell you. Praise God. Thank God for a true and living Savior. So you see, my brothers and my sisters, there is a way of salvation that is already paved out for you and me. Believe and receive Jesus Christ. Invite him into your heart. It will be the best decision you ever made, praise God. Talk to him in prayer like he's your best friend, because guess what? He wants to be your best friend. Hallelujah. Confess your sins to him and truly let him into your heart. Let him know through your confession that you are sorry for your sins. Repent. For the kingdom of God is at hand. Ask him to help you in the areas of your life where you're weak. Come to him just as you are, praise God. Ask the Savior to help you, comfort, strengthen, and keep you. He is willing to aid you. He will carry you through. He will pick you up. Turn your life around for the good and place your feet on solid ground, praise God. Hallelujah. He wants to become your salvation, your deliverer, your heart fixer. Are you brokenhearted? He can mend your broken heart. He can fix your mind and give you the mind of Christ. Are you broke, financially distraught? I know him as Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Are you sick? I know him as Jehovah Rapha, our healer. Praise God. This is the simple message of the gospel of Jesus Christ that you have heard from the beginning, and this message will never change because God never changes. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. He loves you and wants to make you brand new and give you abundant life in him. Invite Christ into your life today. And you too will discover that he is real. He is wonderful, a counselor, a mighty God, an everlasting Father. He is the Prince of Peace. He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And he's coming back. He's coming back soon to receive his children unto himself. Praise God. Are you his child? Are you a child of God? And we will live and reign with him eternally and bless the name of the Lord forever and ever and ever. For I am reminded of the good news that is in Psalm 23rd, that goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives when we're walking with Jesus. Hallelujah. And we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Praise God for the power of his word, and praise God for his plan, his way of salvation. May God bless you, is my prayer.